Who's Uzbekistan? Where's Uzbekistan? Why Uzbekistan? How's Uzbekistan? Beck is in Uzbekistan. What's going good and what's going bad? As she's live from Tashkent, Uzbekistan, in the heart of Central Asia. Holy moly, here we are, season 4, episode 16 of Who's Uzbekistan. What am I excited about? What am I puzzled by? How long do I plan to stay? I've got these topics all, they're all mushed up today. So the first topic that I am both confused and puzzled and celebrating is viruses. So 13 days ago, I got the flu, and it's been awful. On day 5, I had been running a fever that had had minimal response to some ibuprofen, so I went to the international clinic where I got treated very, very well. Like while you're waiting, they offer you coffee and tea. The doctor's like, do you want to go ahead and take some ibuprofen while you're waiting, you know? Anyway, his best conclusion was that perhaps I had a secondary infection and take a Z-Pak. I mean, he gave it his best shot. I bought it at the time. I think he was making his best guess at the time. Maybe that was the right decision. Maybe that was not the right decision. I don't know. I took the antibiotic. Minimal improvement. Except for then, a bunch of nausea. My tongue turned white and brown. And food unappealing and tasting bad. And that lasted until day 11, I'm still just really, really not feeling good. So, to quit rambling on about boring details, but I'm not 100%, but I do feel much better than I did. The point is, what the hell? It's like all these viruses have, I don't know, like, converged, you know? It's like, I don't know, maybe it wasn't the flu, maybe it was COVID, maybe it was a superbug that's a combination of, you know, COVID and the flu somehow. I don't know. I mean, maybe it was a secondary sinus infection. I don't know, but I mean, certainly I just feel like my body's reaction to it was very abnormal. So I am definitely celebrating the good medical care that I got, celebrating that I do finally feel better, celebrating that I have a job where I don't have to be at work every day. I mean, although a class did have to be canceled, there were some inconveniences to go along with that. My school was not as supportive as I had hoped they would be. Luckily, it is, I didn't have to go every day, and then I don't have to go next week because I'm grading. So, you know, just grateful for the continued, you know, time to recover. But yes, I am excited I feel better, and I'm puzzled by the virulence of this bug, as everyone seems to have had some kind of bug here. Number two, changing the topic abruptly. Again, I am both excited and puzzled and confused and happy and flattered and embarrassed all at the same time. So, up until now, sort of the standard gift, not all of my classes, because some of the earlier ones didn't like me, but sort of what's the standard is the last day of class, they bring me flowers, and then we order in lunch. We've done some, like, review activities, maybe some other games, you know, that type of thing. Well, somehow of late, this is kind of morphed. And At the end of last term, one of my classes got me from a very expensive boutique a sweatshirt that had a traditional Uzbek design on it. And unfortunately, it was kind of this fashion style that was, the sweatshirt was very, very large. And for those of you who don't know me personally, I am 5 feet tall, 153 centimeters, and just over 100 pounds. So, you know, I just don't look right in this very huge sweatshirt. But anyway, but I took it to the master, to the seamstress, and got her to amend it to fit my frame, which I was just tickled pink with. So there was that. I think there were flowers also. I don't remember. There was maybe some candy and chips also. So that was one class last term. Then, so this week had the conclusion. One of my classes this week thought that perhaps it was going to be canceled with me being sick. So I think they had a little bit of a scramble. But somebody stopped that morning at the grocery store and bought like a very nice box of chocolate and some coffee and two kinds of cookies. You know, they were just packaged things from the grocery store. But nonetheless, you know, totaled in value, I don't know how much that box of chocolates cost. Maybe totaled in value, maybe $25, which, you know, is not an insignificant amount of money here. Then my Thursday class brought me an Uzbek jacket. This is now the third Uzbek jacket that I have. They're these traditional tapestry handmade things. They're very, very beautiful. Yes, got me one of these jackets. And then also a huge bag of different candies and chips and bananas and things they've seen me eat. And, like, on the one hand, this is very flattering, and I appreciate it, and it's costing them money, and it took thought, and that they think enough of me to do that, and that it just makes up for all the years teaching public school where I just couldn't develop any rapport with the students very well, and depending on some different circumstances, and, I mean, it was just really teaching the bottom of the bottom. But it is meaningful to me to be thought of. It is very, very meaningful. On the other hand, culturally, though, it kind of is a bribe. And I had seen some statistics about this, and that it was like, yeah, that like they do think like cash is a bribe, but somehow gifts is really a gray area, and that the average local person still does consider this, you know, an acceptable practice. And in some ways it is. But in some ways it does feel like a bribe. So my feelings about it are very complicated. But like I said, you know, I am grateful. They're these beautiful traditional tapestries, what the jackets look like. And yes, so I find it puzzling and I find it exciting all at the same time. How long do I plan to stay? Well, it is March 1st of year 4. Rolling into grading and spring break, and then rolling into fourth quarter, and then we will see what the future holds. Whoever you are, wherever you're listening from, I'm grateful you're listening. If you're in the car, if you're walking the dog, if you're at the grocery store, if you're in Bremerton, Washington, wherever you are, I'm happy you're listening.